Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Matthew 12, 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 to 8. At that time, Jesus went through the green fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." My theme for reflection is mercy over ritual, the heart of the Sabbath. Mercy over ritual. In Matthew 12, 1 to 8, Jesus confronts the Pharisees over their strict interpretation of Sabbath laws. When his disciples were hungry, they picked grain as they walked through a field on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees quickly accused them of violating the law. In response, Jesus challenges their legalism, revealing a deeper truth. God's desire for mercy outweighs the demands of ritual. Jesus highlights this by pointing to Scripture itself. First, he recalls how David and his men ate consecrated bread meant only for priests. In that moment, human need took precedence over ceremonial law. Then he reminds the Pharisees that the priests themselves work on the Sabbath when performing temple duties, yet they are blameless. These examples demonstrate that the law was never meant to be an unbending set of rules, but a guide to help people live in harmony with God and one another. The pivotal moment comes when Jesus quotes Hosea 6, verse 6, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Here, Jesus reveals the heart of the matter. God's law is about love and compassion, not rigid adherence to ritual. The Pharisees, focused on the letter of the law, missed its spirit. In their rush to condemn, they failed to see that the Sabbath, intended as a gift of rest and renewal, should never be used to withhold compassion. Jesus, as the Lord of the Sabbath, teaches us that mercy and human need come first. The Sabbath, or any act of worship, is not for enforcing rules, but for nurturing relationships with God and with others. True faith must always prioritize love over legalism, mercy over judgment. My dear friends, we live amidst a complex web of rules, traditions, and expectations that shape our religious and societal life. It is easy to become entrenched in these structures, valuing the external forms of faith while neglecting its deeper transformative call. Jesus Christ challenges us to move beyond mere appearances or the comfort of tradition. His teaching compels us to ask, are our practices animated by love and compassion, or are they simply exercises in preserving ritual? Are we prioritizing mercy and care for the vulnerable over the appearance of righteousness? This reflection is not just about personal piety, but about communal responsibility. As churches and faith communities, we are called to examine how our worship and religious practices embody the heart of God's compassion. Philosopher and theologian Søren Kierkegaard warned of this tension. Christianity has taken a giant stride into the absurd, precisely in order to retrieve existence from its entanglement in abstract formulas. In other words, faith must transcend mere rule following and embrace the existential reality of love in action. It is not enough to observe religious rites or safeguard traditions. The true test of our faith is how it prompts us to respond to the needs of others. The integrity of our faith lies not in flawless adherence to rituals, but in the mercy we extend to those who hunger, suffer, or are overlooked. In this we reflect the heart of God, who desires mercy, not sacrifice. He invites us to embody love in the most tangible and transformative ways. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how might our faith practices, whether in worship, prayer, or daily life, be more focused on rules than on mercy? Number two, in what ways can we ensure that our Sabbath rest or religious observances lead us to deeper compassion for others? Lord of mercy and compassion, help us to understand your heart more fully. Teach us to prioritize love and mercy over strict adherence to rules. Open our eyes to the needs around us and give us grace to respond with kindness and care. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.